Hi, hello, and welcome to Youth Updates, a regular drop of info to help keep you in the know when it comes to youth culture. Welcome back to season two of Youth Updates. Now, we started season two last month, so go back and listen to episode one if it takes you fancy, if you missed it and all that good stuff. But we are carrying on today. This voice here, my name is Beth.
And my name's Hannah.
Wonderful. So if you're new, you now know who we are and what our voices are. We both work for Youth for Christ in the Church Resources team, and we are going to do our usual thing in this podcast. We are going to cover three different topics related to youth culture and finish with our world famous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. World famous word of the month.
So we are going to get started, and we are going to start with a hot topic, which is all about Kanye or Ye.
Yeah, he's officially changed his name now, yeah. So it's just Y-E, like yeah. Ye.
We're not sure if it's pronounced Ye, as in the end of Kanye,
hooray,
or Ye, as in Yeezys. So yeah, let us know if you know. Maybe Kanye, if you're listening, he won't be listening, but
can you imagine if he did?
He can let us know.
Plot
great
twist.
But he has been in the news recently. You've probably have heard about this, but if you haven't, he has been banned from some social media platforms for a little bit. He's had news articles written about that he has made some anti-Semitic comments. That's comments kind of speaking in a negative way against Jewish people. You can read what those comments are online as well. They have been deleted now, but they're in various news articles. And he's been kind of expressing these slightly concerning, well, very concerning views. And as a result of this, lots of things have happened off the back of that. He was actually classed on the Forbes list as a billionaire before all of this, and he's lost his billionaire status due to losing his brand deal with Adidas. They produce Yeezys, which is his shoe brand. You might see young people wearing those, but he's now lost that deal with Adidas. He had a documentary that had been made about him that was apparently completed, like ready to go.
Wow.
And that's been completely shelved. He's been dropped by his own talent agency and Balenciaga, which is a fashion brand. There's been a bit of debate about whether his music is even going to remain on Spotify, but the chief executive said Kanye's comments were awful, but that his music will remain on the platform. And then just as we said that he'd lost his brand deal with Adidas to create his shoes, he later showed up uninvited to the Skechers HQ to pitch moving the production of Yeezys to them. However, it's been reported that he was escorted off the property without them even entertaining his pitch, because it later emerged that both founders of Skechers are Jewish. Yeah, Madame Tussauds has removed his waxwork from public view. A lot has been going on off the back of his comments, and it's not the first kind of controversial comments that he's made either.
No,
yeah.
He's said all sorts of controversial things over the year on loads of controversial matters. I think pretty much any controversial issue you can think of, he's said something really controversial on it. But I think ultimately what the world is witnessing is a man who's not very well share his thoughts with the world, because he's got this big platform. He's really rich. He's really famous. And he's saying all these comments, but he's not very well. But I think the interesting thing as well with Ye, I'm not sure.
We can call him Kanye for now.
Is that there is a thread of the theme of Christianity and faith throughout a lot of what he does.
Yeah.
So he's officially released two gospel albums now. Jesus is King was a huge, huge thing when it came out. He has the Sunday service choir that does loads of things. And he often references the Bible or Jesus or other things when he's talking, sometimes within the same sentence as saying something really controversial, and he'll sometimes use it to almost back up what he's saying. And I think this is really interesting because he's this big public figure. Young people know of who he is, and whether they're Christian or not Christian, he's saying stuff to do with Jesus and faith and the Bible. And it's sort of, I wonder what they're taking away from him saying this stuff. Like, do people think this is an accurate representation of Christianity, or do people kind of understand that it's a bit not right? Because some of his things he says are really hurtful and harmful. But then is there also sometimes, you know, some of his songs are good? And so can we hold on to that while holding his comments at arm's length or not? Because it's, you know, do you separate the art from the artist? And it gets really, really interesting. And I think he was praised loads when his first gospel album came out, especially by churches and Christians all over. And it speaks again into this sort of celebrity culture that is often praised when celebrities come out as Christian or have a Christian faith. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's tricky, isn't it? Because it raises that conversation of, you know, these are people that young people might look up to, and it might at first be really encouraging that they maybe have a Christian faith, but then if we put them on too much of a pedestal, they're always gonna kind of fail that, because they're human, do you know what I mean? And I think the only person you can put on that kind of pedestal is Jesus, who isn't gonna, you know, kind of do something that's gonna harm people or let them down. I think it's interesting, isn't it? And then some of the kind of comments he said in an interview with Fox News, some of this wasn't aired, but these are kind of quotes that I've got from an article. And it says, "Ye claim that Jews are actually black people, saying that when he refers to Jews, he means the lost 12 tribes of Judah, the blood of Christ." And he also said that it's impossible for him to be fairly described as anti-Semitic, because as a black person, he is actually a Jew. So I think it's just interesting. And it goes back to what you were saying about, you know, he has been open in the past about his bipolar, and about that he does struggle with stuff like that. And it's, does he have the right kind of people around him to help him out right now? And, you know, we can't answer that, but...
And interestingly, our next thing that we're moving on to is actually someone that had an altercation
we're staying in the music world
at some awards years ago, which is Taylor Swift. So if you listen to modern music, then it will not have passed you by that Taylor Swift has released a new album. Or maybe, surprise, Taylor Swift released a new album. So Taylor Swift has been around for years, started off as a country artist, now a massive pop artist. She's one of the most successful pop artists of all time, and she released her album Midnight about a week or so ago. Now, currently in both the UK and the global chart on Spotify, the top 14 is made up of just her songs from this album, apart from one song, which is by Sam Smith.
Wow, so she that's has, pretty crazy.
Yeah, she's dominated. Her music is in the background of loads of TikToks and reels, and people are just going ham for this stuff, Hannah. Going
ham.
I don't know why I chose that phrase. But
I've definitely heard that before. Not.
Have you not?
No, not really. Oh. Is it a northern thing?
No, I maybe. Don't know. Maybe. But loads of people are buying into her song. She's obviously been around for years, so she's got a big fan base. But whether you're millennial or Gen Z, there's definitely a big following of her Swifties, of her fans. People are really relating to her songs and her lyrics. But also in all her videos, she puts Easter eggs in them, and so people watch them and re-watch them. And she's got a big
let people know what
presence.
An Easter egg is if they don't know what it is.
Yeah, so an Easter egg is kind of like a little hidden surprise or reference in a video. So she'll often cross-reference songs of hers by using visuals from old albums, or she'll tease something that's going to come up in the future, such as a tour, but through like color schemes and videos, and people will spend hours trawling through them and trying to figure out what's coming up.
It's not just the chocolate that you have at Easter.
No. But yeah, so it is absolutely blown up. It is massive, and like I said, loads of people are relating to her songs. There's one song which has been number one in terms of the charts, which is Anti-Hero, and kind of some of the lyrics to it are like, basically say like, oh, it's me, I'm the problem, it's me. And it's kind of, the song is to do with Taylor Swift's fears, or when she's felt like she's the problem in situations. And loads of people online have found that they can relate to songs like this that aren't sort of bigging yourself up all the time, but kind of going, well, sometimes I feel like I'm the problem. And so I think there's like relatability there.
Definitely.
But even Taylor Swift has fallen into mild controversy over some of this stuff, hasn't she?
Yeah, so even me, as someone who doesn't, I might turn some people off here, but I'm not a huge fan of Taylor Swift, although I do quite like some of her songs, quite like Anti-Hero. But yeah, she had to actually remove a scene from the video of Antihero because she does some amazing, I will give her that she does some amazing music videos to go along with her songs. But she had to remove a scene because it was labelled fatphobic. And it was a clip of her stepping onto some scales that then displayed the word fat. And this was actually, it's quite an interesting conversation that's come out of it because she wasn't kind of trying... She was almost trying to speak against the view that then has led to her having to take that scene out of the video, if that makes sense. So she was almost on that side, but people have kind of taken that the wrong way. So she has actually in the past herself suffered from an eating disorder. So it was kind of a bit of a kind of conversation about that and how maybe society puts those labels on you, but how you don't actually have to feel that was kind of what she was trying to say, but people have then labelled that as fatphobic, which is a shame. But a poll on NBC News had actually 89% of people saying that they felt strongly that Taylor was not being fatphobic in the Antihero video. And only 7% of people said, yes, I thought it was fatphobic, and then 4 people somewhere in the middle. And then it's like, well, you know, she was very quick to remove that scene and that part. And are celebrities, musicians, whoever, that are they having to remove kind of like even just potentially controversial things really quickly, or having to like rescind that or make an apology about that really quickly because of the fear of being cancelled as well? And then I think it's interesting because it's like, you know, in the past, the celebrity has had the biggest voice and the biggest and they still do have a lot of influence, but I think
there's a lot of power in the people, and there's a lot of power in the people, yeah, 100%. But a lot of people who have that power on the internet are Gen Z, are teenagers, and are young adults, and so they're actually calling the shots of a lot of what celebrities are doing, which is really interesting. But yeah, I think there's certainly a lot in Taylor Swift's new stuff to talk to young people about if they listen to her, or what they think about this, and
yeah, absolutely, because she does kind of talk about different issues as well in her music, she tends to, so it can be a good kind of jumping off point for a conversation as well. So yeah, give it a listen if you want to.
Give it a listen.
I was like,
if you want,
I need to add into the end, if you want to. We are not sponsored by Taylor Swift or her music
or Spotify.
No. But we're going to move on to our third topic, which is a bit of a kind of a hot topic as well, even though we've kind of already started on that. But we thought it'd be remiss of us to kind of not talk about events that are coming up. So coming up, we have the Qatar 2022 World Cup.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
took me by surprise, and then I saw it on the front of a magazine the other day and went, "Oh yeah!" Yeah.
Well, it's actually later than it should have been. But didn't the Euros happen late last year, or were they late or something? Or the last World Cup was late because of COVID.
The women's Euros.
It's all been a bit weird.
The women's Euros were about the summer.
Yeah. It's all been a bit weird. But actually, normally this World Cup would have taken place in the summer this year, but it's starting on the 20th of November and ends on the 18th of December. And obviously, like, it's a huge thing for football fans. I am into football myself. I'm medium levels of excitement about it. I think just because it's also been covered with a bit of controversy as well. Firstly, just a bit strange that it's happening in the winter. Obviously, it makes sense because it's a very hot country. So it's because of the climate. But obviously, that's a little bit strange. And then I think there's been kind of stuff out there about since they were kind of awarded the World Cup, I think it was in 2010 that they were told that, you know, you'll be hosting this in this year. There's been the number is difficult to quantify, but from where we've seen over 6,500 migrant deaths, so people from other countries, yeah, who've been brought in to help them build these stadiums, to build the infrastructure that they need. And it's been interesting because I think people have also found it difficult to get information about what's true, what's an underestimation, what's an overestimation. So it's tricky, but yeah, they've had to obviously build a lot of new things, a lot of some stadiums and infrastructure, and new metro, new roads, so there's been some deaths reported to be linked to that, and it's hard because it's literally deaths for like creating something for entertainment, and that's a bit tricky, I think, to kind of think definitely. About. It's really, really sad. And there's some other things to do with the the country as well, which people are saying is a little bit controversial in their some laws. Of their beliefs and laws as well when it comes to popular culture at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, if you know a young person, like, loads of young people love football, they love to play it, they'll play FIFA on their Xbox or their PlayStations, they'll have grown up playing football at school, going to the park, and I think it'll be interesting to see whether they will still happily enjoy the World Cup and kind of just enjoy it for cheering England on and seeing, you know, how far we go, or whether this will kind of be something that they're aware of and will taint their experience, because footballers have already been talking about some of the issues to do with Qatar before they've even gotten there. And as they give interviews and do publicity, like, are young people going to be seeing it more and more on social media and in interviews? And is this going to be something that young people are more aware of? And so I guess it's kind of, you know, will it taint the enjoyment? Will it be something they hold in tension?
And or I will think, it just be like, wow, World Cup, get involved, and then everyone... Yeah, I think it will feel a bit strange it being in this season as well. Definitely.
The run-up to Christmas.
Yeah, a bit strange. You don't think of... I associate it with summer, you like, know, watching...
Yeah. Like, do you want to go watch the Christmas Panther? Oh, I can't, England's playing. Like, literally.
But yeah, shall we move on to the world-famous segment?
World-famous. Are you going to count us in?
Okay, I'll count us in. 3, 2, 1... Word of the month. I did a little kind of like...
I know. You.
It was like a chant.
You couldn't see it.
It was like a chant for football. Ah, it was totally intentional.
Nah. You also couldn't see she was shimmying her shoulders.
I was doing it.
So this word of the month isn't actually a word.
Ooh, controversial.
Because the Oxford Dictionary has now said that emojis... can be put in a dictionary. Yeah, did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm learning something new on this podcast.
They kind of got to the point where, like, especially online, they were kind of allowed to be in dictionaries.
That's amazing.
I think that's true. Maybe I'm lying. I hope I'm not lying.
No, you're probably true.
But yeah, so we're doing an emoji, which is the thumbs up emoji. Now, there is a generational barrier here.
Mm-hmm.
For people of a certain age and older, I'm not going to say what specific.
We're not going to put an age
on it.
I'm not
sure where the
barrier
is.
You'll know which one you fall into.
Yeah, of a certain age and older, a thumbs up just means yeah, good, positive response.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, you send a message going, I'm going to pick you up at 7:30. Thumbs up,
and that's a perfectly acceptable response. That's fine.
But for the younger folks on the internets,
on the interwebs,
so for young people, for Gen Z, a thumbs up is actually seen as kind of sarcastic or passive aggressive, or when someone's a bit annoyed. So for example, if you said, hey, can I come pick you up at 7:30, they'd probably do a thumbs up if actually it's not ideal, or that's later than what they thought and they're not happy about it, or what any sort of it's seen as a passive way to say yes to something.
Yeah, like, and you might have done a thumbs up as a perfectly reasonable response. You think it's nice that you're showing it's enthusiastic. And a young person might be like, are you okay? And
you're
like,
annoyed? Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm fine. That's why I gave a thumbs up. And that's where that kind of that misunderstanding can come from. Because it's like, oh, for them, a thumbs up means it's like sarcastic or passive aggressive or you can't even dignify that with a response kind of thing. So yeah, there's definitely been some changes, and I think that can be tricky because some people might be like, I've only just got my head around emojis and now the meaning has changed. So yeah, there you go, we've helped you out a little bit with
just
that.
A little bit.
Yeah,
well, we have come to the end
of
our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed listening to this, and we hope this has given you an insight into some different areas that will help you when it comes to wrapping your head around youth culture, what's going on in social media, especially when it comes to things like to do with Taylor Swift and why Ye has been cancelled by loads of his brands, about the World Cup. Did I say that? And Taylor Swift.
You said that.
I'm just repeating myself.
Perfect.
Basically all the things we've covered today, and the thumb of the month, as I shall call it. But anyway, do tune in next time. If you don't already follow us on Spotify, make sure that you do that and you'll automatically get our latest episodes. But anyway, we love talking to you guys, even if we never actually see your wonderful faces. So have a lovely, lovely week.
Bye.